Okay. What are you talking about?
About
what? What would you call this here, Adam?
What? Dog.
Smart dog. There you go. Get that thing, you want to know what you're talking about.
Ain't that right, Booker? Smartest dog in town.
How's that?
Huh?
How's that?
Just a lazy as hell. Now he works as friends. He goes around over the neighborhood and they all feed him and keep up with him, and he can go next door and eat anytime he wants to. And if you bother him too bad, he'd go leave. And he'd come back there. In fact, with a puppy, I was going to make him mine when I whipped him one day, and he wouldn't even come around with me too very much. But he's just a little different from most dogs. And he likes to be led by a leash. You can put a little string around his neck and he'd go anywhere with you. He's real good about that.
He's smiling now.
Yeah. Yes. He never had been no trouble though. He'd always been pretty quiet though. That's when Warren brought us about that line. Somebody had a sign up for free puppies and he went out and listened to come to him. He said it was a cute fat puppy. And I'm mad we've had him 3 years or better. Had a dachshund before we got him. Dachshund. His name was Smokey. He was mixed up with Spitz, and he was a fine dog. He used to go with me every Sunday and have a candy bar. He liked it. He slept on his back too, I believe, his feet there.
Oh yeah? Mm-hmm. Any particular kind? Any bar?
You would need a marg bar. But he'd ride with me. And he knew what that Sunday was when I'd be here. So on Sunday morning, get ready to go ride with me. And somebody poisoned him, killed him.
Oh, I'm sorry,
yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Give him rat poison. Made him bleed to death on the inside, internal.
That's too bad.
I carried him to the veterinarian, and the veterinarian got him well one time, and then 2 or 3 days later I'd carry him back again, he died then. But I can't believe the same person poisoned twice.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. They gave him a massive dose of vitamin K, fed him that in milk. But I buried him in the backyard. I liked him heat burned, this old dog's all right. He likes us right well. We like him too. He sleeps in the house. He's well house trained. Be a house full of people, he'd go in the bedroom, get me up, everybody else is up, and then he came out.
Let me ask you about some questions about buildings you might have on a farm around here.
Okay.
Could you name a couple to me and tell me what they'd be for?
Oh, building on the farm?
Uh-huh.
Well, most of them would have a tractor shed now, and most of them would have a more or less a storage house or two to keep his equipment in. And some of them would have on the farm grain storage, and some would have maybe a house for his car, and that'd be in the same thing, machinery. And you wouldn't be especially counting to the back of curing barn and all that, would you?
Yeah.
All them too?
Tell me about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever comes into your mind now.
Yeah, it had to back of curing barns, and most of them are using these prefabs already made with their own heating elements. And they hold about as much as 2 or 3 of the old style barn, and more automatic, easier to use. And
how much of the old style barn? What was that like?
I don't know. I went to an operation this summer. One of your really advanced farmers, and
can you tell me about it?
He had a harvester that his son run,